There is a mitzvah d'oraisa to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Generally speaking, we blow shofar on both days. This year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so we only blow shofar one day. So there's a famous question of the Achronim, the Taz, and others. How are we allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Because we have a Gemara in Beah tells us a general rule. We can't play musical instruments on Yontav because Gzeira Shema Yisaken Klishir. You might come to fix the instrument, so we're concerned that we don't play the music because we're afraid it might break and you come to fix it and they ever violate a biblical prohibition, hence we say no music. So why don't we say no shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Because Shema Yisaken Klishir. So some, I think the Meiri points out that maybe shofar isn't considered an instrument. It's for ritual purposes, so maybe it doesn't take on a din of a klishir. Others want to suggest maybe it's not something that can be fixed. That's the shayla. Can you fix the shofar or not? So those who say a shofar can't be fixed, they want to say the gzeira never applied to shofar. However, there's a famous answer of the Taz. The Taz talks about it in a different context, but the context is that how come we don't say gzeira de rabba regarding the mitzvah of Milo. When it came to Rosh Hashanah, to shofar, to the Dalet Minim, we say we're concerned you're going to come carry, so therefore we say better not to do the mitzvah. But when it comes to Milo, we do the Milo on day 8, even if it falls out on Shabbos. So how come by Shabbos, by Milo, we don't say Gzeira D'Rabba? So there are many answers. Some point out psychologically that by Rosh Hashanah, everyone's obligated. So therefore, we're all excited, so we have no one like calming us down. But by Mila, only the parents have the simcha, the personal simcha. So therefore, other people could be more objective and tell them if they're doing something wrong. Others point out because of Pris Mila, it's because of the Yud Gimel resource. So therefore, you know, it's a chi of kares, or because by Mila we know what day it is. You just count 8 days. The other case is the suffix. However, the famous answer of the Taz is, even though it doesn't say it mafurish, but something which is mafurish bekra, so the chachamim can't stop it. It says uva yoba shmini. And we tried to say Uva Shmini, Utsubitzvi Yoba Shmini. So Chazal learned out Uva Yoma Filo B'Shabbos. So the Taz points out that we have a principle. The Gemara tells us in Yavamas, how are we permitted to not blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? If Minat Torah, according to the Bavli, anyway, you have a mitzvah Minat Torah to blow shofar, to listen to shofar, and it's only Nisa Durabana not to do it. The rabbi said not to do it because of carrying. So, Yesh Koach, but Yacha Kamen, Lakor Dvar Torah, B'Shevi Al Tasa. So, one of the things, the limitations are if you're having a Mac attack, so they can't tell you not to have a Big Mac. They can't tell you to, you can't have a Big Mac, because then you're violating the Torah, B'Kum Va'ase, actively. However, if you are having a, however, if by merely telling you not to do something, that's okay. So if we can tell you not to do a mitzvah, so don't shake the shofar, that's okay. But we can't tell you to go ahead. And so one of the qualifications is shevi al taseh. They can tell you not to do something. However, another qualification is they can't go against something which is mafurish bekra, something which is explicitly written in the Torah. In other words, if the Torah would have said, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you have to blow shofar. The rabbis can't come along and tell you no shofar on Shabbos. However, by bris milah, so based on Yud Gimel Midos, we view it as saying, B'Yom Afilo B'Shabbos, we're viewing it as Mefurish B'Kra. So by milah, which is Mefurish B'Kra, so therefore you can't do it. But by shofar, also by Dalad Minim, if it would say on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you, even on Shabbos, you blow, you shake the Dalad Minim, then the rabbis couldn't tell you. So therefore, since it's not Mefurish, so it's Shei Ve'al Tasa, and it's not Mefurish Bekra. So that's what the Taz, that's what they point out here, that since it's Mefurish, it's true it's not Mefurish Bekra to blow shofar on Shabbos, but it is Mefurish Bekra to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and last I checked, every Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif. So therefore, the rabbis can't go ahead and tell you not to blow shofar on a regular Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we don't make the Gzeirah Shema Yitzhak and Klishir, and hence that is the halacha in the Minig Yisrael that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, except when it falls out on Shabbos.